Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai, Sri Satya Sai Media Center. And as the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, it's now time for us to go to the first segment of the evening session of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh along with Brother Bhargav, inviting you all to yet another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. And at the outset, we would collectively like to offer our humble salutations at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
गणानांत्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती धीनामवित्र्यवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
यश्चन्दसां वृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्योज्यमृतात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणं जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्यां भूरिविश्रुवम् ब्रह्मण कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाया मेधा देवी जुषमाणा न आगाद्विश्वाचि भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना त्वया जुष्टानुदमाना दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम विदथे सुवीराः त्वया जुष्टऋषिर्भवति देवि त्वया ब्रह्मा गतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रं विन्दते वसुसानो जुषस्वद्रविडो न मेधे मेधाम् इन्द्रो ददातु मेधाम् देवी सरस्वती मेधाम् मे अश्विना उभावाधत्ताम् पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु च या मेधा गन्धर्वेषु च यन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामाम् मेधा सुरभिर्जुषता गुस्वाहा आमाम् मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगति जगम्या ऊर्जस्वती पयसा पिन्वमाना सामाम् मेधा सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम् मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि अग्निस्तेजो दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि इन्द्र इन्द्रियम् दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु हंस हंसाय विद्महे परमहंसाय धीमहि तन्नो हंसः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
सो डियर लिसनर्स, द जर्नी ऑफ द ब्लॉसमिंग ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट,
यस,
द मेधा सूक्तम,
यस.
सो भार्गव, in this journey,
I think before even getting into the Medha Suktam, let us see those exalted devotees of Bhagwan whose intellect was actually fully blossomed and they were one with Swami. I think we all will be able to relate to Sai Gita, our own Sai Gita. I think we also want to share one experience of Sai Gita. It was like something which was electrifying. Even now when we think about it, it gives us goosebumps, horripilation, the way we experienced it ourselves. You know, this is those days when we were in the hostel. And you know what, Swami, the mischievous Swami, generally after Shivratri, he will go for Vrindavan. So he'll just go and stay there for those 2-4 months. And there'll be always a suspense. He will never tell when he's going and all that. So we'll all be thinking, oh, Swami's going, Swami. And he will, generally after Shivratri, 2 days, 3 days after that, he will start. But there'll be always a suspense when he will go. Suddenly he might leave. So one day, one fine morning, what happened? I think we were all deep in slumber, 4 o'clock, imagine. It's too early. Suddenly what happened, I remember, Ganesh, I was in the room which is just facing the hostel gate, first room, I think 8, and I remember the room number also. And you know, the devotee, the Sai Gita, was just opposite us. We used to say hi to each other every day, whenever we used to. So this day, at 4 o'clock in the morning, suddenly there was a commotion in Sai Gita shed.
Early morning,
4 o'clock. She was very restless, she was making all sorts of sounds, she was trying, pacing around, fidgeting, lot of restlessness. And there was, we were able to hear all the sounds which she was making. So, many of us got up because of the first room. One of the brothers who was a little senior, he knew what this was. So what he did, he just, even till then, I also didn't have a clue what is actually happening. He just went and rang our hostel bell. The bell means there is something. 4 o'clock in the morning, why should you ring the bell? It's like very strange. See, there is nothing like, Suprabhatam starts at 5:15, 5:20. Yes. 4 o'clock, why is this suddenly goes? And then the next step was, one more brother goes and announces in the PA system that Swami is coming, all of you get up. What is this? So I remember all of us like in our, without brushing, obviously 4 o'clock, just we all rushed to the main gate and we are all standing there. And then by the time we came, Sai Gita also was standing there and she was
the joy
and the eagerness, the pining to see the Lord. We were, first of all, yeah, there's a joy that, yeah, Swami is coming. But really, is he coming? How are we all of this? Is this a false alarm? All of us simply came and stand. Swami had a nice laugh, yeah, probably based on us. So then, within 5-10 minutes, we see Swami's car coming. Remember the red BMW car? And Swami is like pleasantly surprised. Oh, all of you are here. And then he probably saw Sai Gita and understood. Probably she's the one.
She would have given the indication.
And this is so fascinating, Ganesh. See, means Swami is starting from Mandir, and she gets the confirmation that he's coming. And she just makes that noise and all of us come and we all have a beautiful darshan of Swami. And Swami is so overjoyed. Oh, all of you caught me, sort of. Like Swami is trying to say, oh, I was actually trying to sneak away slowly, but all of you caught me. And that joy of, you know how Swami was when. So the whole story, the essence, how it is related to Medha Suktam is that, you know, if someone is so attuned with the Lord, you can know what is he doing. And Swami has many times told about Sai Gita. So probably that is what we all should actually aspire for, to be so much in tune with him. We should know what is happening, even his own movements, physical movements, where is he going, because she was able to make out. And not only she was able to make out, she was able to get all of us together. All of us had darshan because of her.
So the entire blossoming of the intellect through Medha Suktam is nothing but to develop or enhance or focus your cognitive skills, to make your thinking capacity more focused.
Yes.
And making your understanding much more deeper and wiser.
Yes.
Maybe the knowledge which you have used should transform itself into wisdom.
Correct.
So that is the journey through which we are going to go now. So Medha Devi, we pray to Medha Devi so that she sharpens our intellect, makes it more directional towards reaching each one's goal.
Yes.
And then understanding and focusing on things which are more important in our lives.
Correct.
Rather than getting attached or rather than getting digressed towards unwanted things.
Yes, correct. So, the way you're telling, it's like probably everything has Swami says, na, everything has to, you have to live in this world also and aspire for that, that which is beyond all this. So actually Medha Devi actually gives you both. Not both. If you aspire for the highest, automatically other thing is like how Jesus says, everything will be added unto you. So in the higher purpose, like one particular thing which struck both of us, and I remember Swami always keeps harping on, always used to hammer us with that, is it gives you common sense. Swami, pillali common sense ledu. So many times I remember Swami has told us. So really we might well dealt sometime on what is common sense also, because I think Swami has given so much of discourses on boys, common sense, you don't have common sense, you should have. So this is one aspect of Medha Suktam which gives you common sense when you chant it.
Two things which Swami used to regularly tell us, one is common sense, other one is general knowledge.
Yeah.
And he always used to compare us, the educated lot, to the dobis who come to our hostel, who so scrupulously distribute the entire 400 sets of clothes to the right people.
Yes.
Without missing even one piece of cloth.
Yes, correct.
So what is there in that is what we have to try to understand.
And we have one more thing actually, which is actually a lot of interest to all of us, is which Swami's first favorite topic is gossip. There is the line which says that when you come to my life, O Medha Devi, O Mother Saraswati, I go away from reveling in slander and gossip and do some things which is more exalted.
Yes.
So I think we'll go into that. Before that, every Vedic mantra has a Shanti mantra. Mm. And we had actually discussed this before also, that Shanti mantra means whenever you get into a mantra which is so powerful, which can give you so much of benefits and peace of mind and other so many other spiritual benefits, before that you should make yourself ready to receive the blessings. Mm. So for that, always if you notice, we have this Shanti mantra. Mm. But one more interesting aspect which I found is that in many of these mantras, there is a Shanti mantra in the beginning, there is a Shanti mantra in the
exactly.
end.
Exactly. What was going on in my mind, you cognized it maybe. So this ends with Hamsa Hamsa Yudmahe Paramahamsa Yudmahe
Tanno
Hamsa Prachodayat. The culmination of this mantra is nothing but that power of discrimination or wisdom that you gain through this.
Like how a swan, they say it Nirakshira Viveka, it can separate water from milk. Mm. So you should be able to separate the unreal from the real and then accept what is real only. Mm. This is one thing. And second thing, what they say is, like for example, whenever we do a special worship, like you say Varalakshmi Vratam or something. Mm. So there'll be a, generally in all our houses, there'll be a small little, which will be, we kept in a safe. Mm. So the day we actually do the worship, we take it out, worship her and get her blessings, and then keep her back safely in the safe. Mm. So probably all these mantras, what we were able to gather is that you start with the Shanti mantra. Mm. So you with all reverence, you open the mantra, take it out and chant it, get the benefit, and after that again keep it back and keep it safely. So you know many of these mantras, like here also you say just Chandrasa in the beginning and Hamsa Hamsaya in the end. Otherwise also every you Sahanavatu in the beginning, Sahanavatu in the end. Bhadram Karnebi in the beginning, Bhadram Karnebi in the end. Tachinyoravani Mahe Tachyarani. So all these mantras which we chant are so precious and so powerful, so invaluable, that you with lot of reverence you take them out from the safe. I think it's chanting of Shanti mantra is that. Then after you chant it, keep it back safely, because it has got so much of power and potency. So yeah, just getting into the Shanti mantra. The first line,
yes, Chandasa
Mrishabho Vishwarupaha. So I think this has got a small question, that which is Chandas means the Vedas. That which is like a bull, like the main one of the all Vedas, and which is nothing but pervading the whole universe. What is that? That I am praying to, so that you give me all these things. So that is actually Omkaram. Because Swami always says Omkaram is the essence of the whole. If you just know Omkaram properly, you know the whole Vedas. So yes, Chandasa Mrishabha Vishwarupaha Chandobhyo Amrutat Sambhubhuva. So the one which is an essence
emerged from the
from the Vedas, the essence of Vedas, the one which has come out of the essence of Vedas, that which is nothing but Omkaram.
Samendro Medhaya Sprunotu. may that om, that sound of the universe, most exalted of the Veda mantras, which has emerged from the Vedas as their essence, bless me with the power of intelligence.
Intelligence, yes. Samendra Medhas Pranurtu, Amritasya Deva Dharano Bhuyasam.
Actually, here I want to share my thought, maybe. I might be wrong also. Lot of people do meditation, japam. They chant lot of mantras as a part of their japam. But I have heard from a few people that when you chant Omkaram as that japa mantra, it leads you to a state of total detachment.
Okay.
So it does not, when you start chanting Omkaram, or when you concentrate on Omkaram, it'll separate you from all the attachments of the world, and it'll take you more closer towards God.
God, okay.
That is what I've heard. Maybe I might be wrong.
No, but probably to just validate or support your point, if you say our mandir schedule also, the first thing which starts in the beginning is, Swami has put it as, you know, the whole mandir schedule is made by Swami. So the schedule in the mandir and the schedule in our hostels, before Suprabhatam, we have 21 Omkarams. So first, when you get up from your sleep, to just winnow away all the negativities or whatever in you, first you do the 21 Omkarams so that you become perfectly in tune with the Lord, and then you do the Suprabhatam. You awaken that divine in you. So probably that's why Swami has put 21 Omkarams in the beginning, before you even start any other prayer.
Exactly. Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam. Means, O Lord, may I become endowed with the nectar of wisdom that will free me from mortality.
Mortality, okay.
And then, Shariram Mevicharshanam. So now you are preparing your self for the process.
Yes.
So may my body become strong, healthy and fit.
Fit and for doing anything good, for doing anything which is a divine act.
As Vivekananda beautifully tells that you cannot teach spirituality to a hungry man.
Yes.
Once you are hale and healthy, your body is fit, then only you can involve yourself in the spiritual activity, spiritual journey. And jihva me madhumattama, may my tongue become the sweetest, that is, always speak what is sweet, not hurtful and true.
Yes, and Swami always says, speak, if you cannot oblige, speak always obligingly. Swami has told this.
And very interestingly, Bhargav, in 1984, when Swami had given a series of 34 discourses on Bhagavad Gita, there was one discourse that was entirely dedicated explaining this concept of the tongue.
Okay.
Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat. Means how to speak. How you should speak sweetly, you should speak softly, and you should speak the truth.
Okay.
So Swami tells how should you speak the truth?
Yes.
So satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat satyam apriyam.
You know that once Swami gives a story of a rishi. Like when hunter comes and when hunter passes by, and before that when deer passes by, so this rishi is in deep meditation. So he sees the deer gone by just behind him. So when the hunter comes and asks him, so Swami says you should use yukti. If you say that speaking truth can harm someone and you don't want to speak untruth, use your yukti to handle situation. Yukti again will be given by the grace of Swami only. So then in this case Swami gives this example that this hunter comes to the sage who's sitting there in meditation and says, did you see that? Then this is very famous, so nice, hilarious also. So the sage says that, see, the eyes which have seen cannot speak, and the mouth which can speak cannot see. So what can I do? So the shikari goes so confused and he goes off, and in this process the deer is saved. So you should be sweet and you should be like samayaspurti. So again, common sense comes here, doesn't it?
Yukti is more important.
Yeah, yukti, yeah. Common sense has come again. So I think common sense will be a theme, I think, in Medhasuktam.
Yes,
for us.
More of it will, manifest itself there.
Yes.
As we go along.
Yes.
So then, Karnabhyam Bhuri Vishruvam. Means, may I listen to the Shastras and good things as often as possible with my ears.
Yes.
ब्रह्मण कोशोसि मेधया पिहितः ओ ओंकारम यू कवर ब्रह्मन लाइक अ शीत एंड यू आर कवर्ड बाय वर्ल्डली इंटेलिजेंस
सो आई थिंक अगेन द हिंट हियर इज you will gain the worldly intelligence from this but to go higher you might have to break the wheel of worldly intelligence and probably get into the one which is higher so I think this mantra also has all the purposes probably if you pray for okay I should have more intelligence I should get more retention power more memory I should be able to do well in my studies yes it will confer on you but if you ask a higher thing this will also be added on to you so I think the as Swami says, you should always try to aspire for something which is higher, so that other things will be automatically like a byproduct, they'll come to you. Always, we keep mentioning that point of Swami that when a person climbs the coconut tree, automatically the shadow also climbs the coconut tree. So why
don't
not climb?
Catch the shadow of the coconut tree, but climb the tree.
Yes.
You catch both then.
Yes.
Swami beautifully tells, no? ఇహమును ఇహమును సుఖింప హేమతారక విద్య పరమును సుఖింప బ్రహ్మ విద్య సో ఇఫ్ యూ క్యాచ్ హోల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ యూ గెట్ బోత్ ది వరల్డ్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ది యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ గాడ్
గాడ్ yes
బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ క్యాచ్ ది వరల్డ్ యూ గెట్ ఓన్లీ ది వరల్డ్
అండ్ యూ గెట్ ఓన్లీ మిజరీస్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్
మిజరీస్
నథింగ్ ఎల్స్
అండ్ వన్ మోర్ పాయింట్ వెన్ ద షీట్స్ కాన్సెప్ట్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ మెన్షన్ హియర్ ఐ థాట్ Now the journey is like you are going beyond the Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya Kosha to the Vijnanamaya Kosha.
Yes.
And in the process you are going to reach the Anandamaya Kosha. So the journey is going more inwards now.
Yes, yes. So actually probably Mera Suktam, the starting is from the Manomaya Kosha to Vijnanamaya Kosha. So other two are already given up. So that means we should give up our attachment to food, I think, first.
But we have to eat to live, but yeah, not live to
live
eat.
Live to eat, yes, correct.
So then, Sutamme Gopaya, may the Shastras that have been heard by me be for my protection.
Yes. So this is, again, remember, it's the same thing, same concept was there in Gandhathasarsisham, which we did. Ava Vaktaram, Ava Srotaram, means let these mantras save me, save the one who is listening, save the one who is chanting, save Ava Dhataram, one who is supporting this act, one who is helping in this act, everything. So whoever listens to this, whoever even supports the cause of Vedic learning or something, so let the Vedic mantras protect all of them. So not only chanting and learning or teaching, even someone who listens to what you're chanting and someone who says, okay, I support what you're doing, I help give you resources. Probably this Radio Sai studio who's giving us, they're also getting benefited because of this.
Exactly. Now we shall start entering the Medha Suktam. So before we enter this, I think the most important thing of what Medha Devi is granting us, the cognitive power, the intuition power, the power of wisdom, the power of discrimination. My assumption is like our entire life is like a treasure hunt.
Yes.
So the treasure is hidden and there are a lot of puzzles that are being given to you. So all of the listeners might have watched the movie Jumanji.
Yes.
When the journey begins to find out the treasure.
Treasure, yes.
Then what happens? You solve so many puzzles which lead you to the right goal.
Goal, yes.
So there might be things which mislead you.
Yes.
There might be things which will deviate you from your original path.
Yes.
But your focus and your wisdom should be such that only the goal should be visible to you.
Yes.
And not the obstacles that come your way.
Yes.
Maybe that state of equanimity, of understanding both pain and pleasure and difficulty and comfort. So I think this is the process that each and every one of us are going through. And without our knowledge in our life, Medha Devi is operating.
Yes. But we should actually aspire for direct blessings from Medha Devi so that the journey becomes smooth for us.
Yes. सुमेधा
देवी जुषमाणा न आगा विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना.
सो मेधा मे धारयति इति मेधा. द पवर विच अपहोल्ड्स माय memories is Medha.
Yes.
Devi is none other than the feminine form of.
And if you remember, we had even discussed in the Narayan Suktam also, Deva or Devi is the one who gives effulgence, who gives light. Hmm. So the one who gives light to our Medha Shakti is Medha Devi.
Hmm. Jushamana is or delighting us.
Delighting us, yes.
Naha in us. Hmm. Agat, upon whose coming.
Coming.
Vishwachi is all penetrating. Bhadra is auspicious. Sumanasyamana, favorably disposed with a positive attitude.
Or Sumanasya, even having a good mind. Mm. Swami always talks about good mind. Mm. So that's also one thing.
Mm. So this is the first line.
First line. So that just if you read the meaning of the first line, it says, O Medha Devi, you are coming to us very pleased with your all-penetrating goodness and your positive attitude. Mm. Thus, she confers upon us these very qualities.
Mm.
Your grace bestows knowledge. Even those making undesirable noises are rendered wise, great and speakers. So, this is second one. That probably we'll cover
in the next episode.
Yes.
So, I think introducing Medha Suktam in this episode was the first step that we have taken.
Yes.
And maybe the listeners would be remembering that in the last episode we had discussed upon two beautiful incidents that happened, one with Lord Shiva and one with our Sai Shiva. How devotees, when they are in tune with the Lord, understand the Lord and try to make Him happy through their actions.
And then we had one devotee today, Sai Geeta.
Sai Geeta.
Yes.
So, now and then we shall keep introducing ourselves to such great devotees.
Yes.
So that we also become like them.
Yes.
So, with these few thoughts and starting this journey of the blossoming of the intellect, we shall end today's class with the Shama Prarthana Mantram.
यदक्षरपदभ्रष्टं मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देवा नारायण नमोऽस्तु ते. विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा. अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निषन्मया. दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा. अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति, त्वमेव शरणं मम. तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सा ईश्वरा. हरिः ओं तत्सत् श्रीसाई.
So before we sign off, we want to tell you a good news that from the next week onwards, we shall have the Veda Jignasa program at 1:30 in the afternoon till 2:15. The happy thing is that the duration of this Veda Jignasa program has been extended to 45 minutes. And with these few words, and we also request the listeners to please do write your thoughts and feedback to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp it to 9393-258-258. Sai Ram and happy listening.
Sai Ram.